The good sages said, O grave Suta Goswami, may you live many years and have eternal fame, for you are speaking very nicely about the activities of Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. This is just like nectar for mortal beings like us. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When we hear about the transcendental qualities and activities of the personality of Godhead, we may always remember what has been spoken by the Lord Himself in the Bhagavad Gita, 4:9. His acts, even when He acts in human society, are transcendental, for they are all accentuated by the spiritual energy of the Lord, which is distinguished from His material energy. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, such acts are called divyam. This means that He does not act or take His birth like an ordinary living being under the custody of material energy, nor is His body material or changeable like that of an ordinary living being. Anyone who understands this fact, either from the Lord or from authorized sources, is not reborn after leaving the present material body. Such an enlightened soul is admitted into the spiritual realm of the Lord and engages in the transcendental, loving service of the Lord. Therefore, the more we hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord, as they are stated in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the more we can know His transcendental nature and thus make definite progress on the path back to Godhead.